Thank you, children. What wonderful words to sing. Glory to God in the highest. Earth, on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. Thank you so much. Well, you know, every year at Christmas, we are bombarded with multitudes of phrases and slogans that we don't hear any other parts of the year, but that come out en masse during the holiday season. And we love them. It's part of the Christmas celebration, part of the festivities of the season. Some of them are secular in nature, you know, happy holidays, season's greetings, let it snow, jingle bells. You'll see that plastered here and there. But many of them hanging in our shopping malls, displayed in the grocery store windows, on our ornaments and Christmas cards and our Christmas songs and hymns, are religious in nature. And those phrases, those slogans pop out at us everywhere. Joy to the world, or oh, come, let us adore him. Silent night, holy night. And one of those slogans that appears all over the place at Christmas is peace on earth. Peace on earth. Now, what do most people think that that means? What are they thinking when they think of peace on earth? What is this peace on earth? Well, for most people, you know, ask your average man on the street what we mean by peace on earth. They think it's about world peace. It's an end to all wars. No more fighting in Ukraine. No more fighting in Israel. No more fighting in the Sudan. No more aggression from Russia. No more aggression from North Korea. No more aggression from Hamas. The ultimate armistice, the ultimate peace treaty, a new worldwide peace on earth. You know, we love that story that comes out of World War I. Perhaps you've heard this before, of how on Christmas Day, 1914, in the midst of this great war, amidst the ugly, muddy trenches of warfare with its barbed wire and its carved out canyons from bombs and the bare trees stripped from the bullets flying every which way. We love that story of how the Allies and the Germans, from opposite sides of the no man's land between them, came out of their trenches. They put down their weapons. True story. They came out and they wished one another a Merry Christmas and shook hands and exchanged cigarettes, played some soccer, sang a Christmas carol. It's a lovely, lovely story. It's a neat testament to the power of Christmas and the story of Christmas. And for many, that is what peace on earth is. It's just a bunch of people finally getting along. In fact, maybe they still harbor resentment inside. Maybe they still hate each other. Those soldiers went to fight each other the very next day. But maybe that's what they think it is. You know, we smile, we shake hands, we get along. Is that real peace on earth? What is peace on earth for the Christian? I mean, we know, don't we, that Jesus brought peace. How does Isaiah 9 describe him? We heard it read earlier in our program. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the reigning Prince who ushers in a new age of peace. But when you stop and think about it, you say, but he didn't. Did he? He didn't bring world peace. There was no end to war after Jesus came. The Roman Empire continued its expansion through conquest campaigns, and the wars have continued right down to 2023. The fighting has lasted. In fact, Jesus himself said, I came not to bring peace, but the sword. That's what he said. I came not to bring peace, but a sword. Christ and Christianity would end up causing more division, more friction. It would turn a son against his father, a daughter against her mother. The truths of Christianity do that. The truths of Christianity are inherently opposed to the trajectories of this world. There's going to be friction with the ideas and ideologies of this world. Christianity does not compensate, or does not go parallel. That doesn't sound like peace on earth. Doesn't sound like the end of all war. So how is Jesus the Prince of Peace? Jesus tells us in John 14:27 that his peace is far different than the world's understanding of peace. In fact, he says this. He says, "My peace I leave with you, my peace I give you, not as the world gives do I give." Jesus offers a different peace, a different kind of peace. He offers a more substantial peace. Where does that phrase, peace on earth, come from? You know, I'm not sure that the makers of Hallmark greeting cards know where it comes from. I'm not sure that those workers in the mall, as they hang the banner, have any idea where this thing comes from. But you know where it comes from. It comes from the Christmas story. It comes from the story of the shepherds and the angels and the announcements. You remember their song, "Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace." On earth, peace. Peace on earth. Comes from the Christmas story. But do you remember where the song of the angels goes from there? Who is it that's going to get this peace? Is it all the earth? Is it a worldwide peace? No, if you listen to the song of the angels, they say, "And on earth peace among those with whom he," that is with whom God, "among those with whom God is pleased." God's peace only descends on those with whom he is pleased. Now, more literally, it reads, "among those of his good pleasure." Peace to those of his good pleasure. The idea is that these are people on whom God's sovereign pleasure and delight rests. These are men whom he has sovereignly chosen, who he has drawn to himself, and those whom he has chosen, the ones who are the beneficiaries of his beneficence, are the ones who will know this peace. They are the ones who get the peace of God. This isn't a promise of universal, worldwide peace. This isn't about the ultimate armistice. This is about peace for God's people. And what is this peace? Well, you know, the Old Testament idea of peace, or shalom is the Hebrew word, is not just the absence of conflict. That's how we often think of peace. It just means people stop fighting. They lay down their weapons and they don't fight anymore. It's far more than that. The idea of shalom is far more comprehensive. Shalom is not just the absence of the negative, but the presence of the positive. And so it's everything good and in its place and as it should be. That is peace. That is shalom. Everything is perfect. And especially Shalom always marked a right relationship with God. Israel was given shalom when they were in a right relationship with God. Think of the Aaronic blessing, the blessing of the high priest Aaron. He would say, "May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you." Those are all about being in right relationship with God. May he bless you, keep you, have his face shine upon you, and how does it end? Give you peace. Give you shalom. And so peace on earth is about peace with God. The Christ child has not come to usher in physical peace, the absence of war, the absence of suffering, the absence of peace, at least not yet. He will, won't he? He will usher in even physical peace. But for now, he has brought peace. It's a spiritual peace. He has brought peace where we need it the most. He has brought peace with God. Do you know this peace? No, I mean, really, do you know this peace? Do you know what it is to have peace with God? Let me tell you, it's not found anywhere else. It's not found in anyone else. There's no one who's going to fill the gaping hole of your heart that longs for everything to be made right, everything to be put in its place. It is only found in this one who was born as a baby in Bethlehem. To you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior. He's the Savior. He alone can give you peace with God because he alone can do the saving. He alone can remove the penalty of your sin that prevents you from having peace with God. He's the one who ultimately moves from a manger to the cross to restore your peace with God. Oh, let us not forget. Listen to these angels of Luke chapter 2. Listen to these messenger angels. Hark these herald angels as they sing. Why? What is it that they're singing? They are singing glory to this newborn king. Peace on earth and mercy mild. God and sinner reconciled. God and sinner at peace. May you know true peace this Christmas. Let's pray. Lord, you have given us what we most need. What we most need is reconciliation with you, because our most fundamental, foundational problem is our disrupted relationship with you. The fact that we are at odds with you, we are hostile towards you, we even hate you in our sin. And so, Lord, we thank you that you have given peace through Jesus Christ our Lord, that you have reconciled God to man, that Christ has even taken the wrath of God that was against us and absorbed it and made us able to be right with you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.